Introducing the Heart Conviction Podcast with me as your host, Nina Palmer. Spirit-filled discussions, stories, and opinions from my time as a bondsman, pastor, and inmate on reality TV. Unapologetic conversations that will push boundaries, heal hearts, and hopefully add humor where it's been needed. We'll be facing hard truth topics with co-hosts and guests from the best to those society has outcast. Brace yourself because this isn't for the faint-hearted, but crafted to ignite, disrupt, and encourage. No topics too sacred, no heart too guarded. On church, relationships, society, pop culture, sexuality, our hearts, inner freedom, the fight between good and evil, travel, missions, incarceration, reform, love, hate, and the messy journey of pushing past spiritual comfort norms. It's hard being a human, and we're going to learn, grow, crack up, and hopefully renew our minds all at the same time. This might just make you question everything. Get ready for the unthinkable. This will not be your average podcast. Hard conversations start Monday, September 8th for the Heart Conviction Podcast, a Hopecast Network production.
Hey everybody, this is Ashley Arpel Steinbach, host of Locks of Laughs, Work Advice for Me, and of course, Movie Torture, aka I am the queen of the Hopecast Network. Or if you ask me, the queen bee. I hope you're all enjoying the amazing shows we have here on the Hopecast Network, and if you are, please don't forget to like and subscribe everywhere that you listen to or watch our podcasts.
This is the Hopecast Network. Stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of Movie Torture, where we watch bad movies so you don't have to. As always, with us is the GOAT of podcasting, Mr. Brad, and the one and only First Lady of Movie Torture, Hannah, myself, the goth father of podcasting, Jacob, and our special awesome audio guest that does not want to be on visual, MTD, the man, the myth, the legend. So join us as we jump in and get to review the movie, A Loser. What's up, everybody?
Hey, Jacob. MTD, for the listeners, we got the... Are you coming in? Yeah. Oh, okay. He's not going to sit in studio because he set it up. He is here in the house tonight in Minnesota. And he was like, I'm going to go down there. Do you have a hoodie for me? Because he says my house is freezing. I dispute that.
Although, okay, well, hold on a second here about the freezing. So we had the wonderful opportunity to be at baptisms yesterday.
Yeah.
Which was awesome. And I got to partake of watching Brad walk into the lake and immediately freeze to death. And it was amazing.
It was cold. Let's just say I had the hard nips because it was cold. It was definitely cold, Anna. I walked in there, but after like 1 minute, it felt better. He said it. You know, MTD said it is cold.
You just got to adapt, and it'll be better.
Yeah. I don't know. It was cold, but once you got in there, I was like, you know what? I could stay out here, and I could just swim. So you know, make it happen. We are. And we haven't even let the First Lady speak yet, so we need to let her talk. We've just rambled on. Hannah, what's happening?
Hello. I just had some amazing ice cream with peanut butter on it, so I'm feeling great.
I love peanut butter, man. Ooh. Oh, my gosh. Hannah, NC is better, he said.
I agree.
Nah,
I almost moved to Minnesota, and
I don't think you can cut it up here, Hannah.
Now, South Carolina is better than all three, but, you know.
I don't... It's pretty up here. It's really pretty. It's a pretty state. It's just cold.
It's pretty in the fall. I'll give you that. Most beautiful fall I might have ever seen.
Thank you.
It's pretty in the winter too, with all the snow when it's nice and white and like negative 30 degrees outside.
I need to be inside to enjoy that view.
Yeah, I don't know. It's cold up here for sure, but my house is not cold. I dispute MTD on that. He doesn't need it. Jacob, have you come to my house and been freezing before?
Well, no, but I'm also the wrong person to ask that because I keep my air conditioner at like 67 degrees all year round.
Oh my gosh, MTD, did you hear that? 67, huh?
What do you keep yours at?
Well, with MTD here, it's now up to 73, but when he's not here, it's at 69 or 70. 72. He said it says 72 right now. He must have knocked it down a degree because at lunch, Kristen was like, oh, it's a 73. You've been playing with the thermostat. And he's like, I haven't touched it. Remember, I'm old.
I was going to say, he's a little bit younger than my dad, and my dad's always freezing.
Dude, when you get older, your skin gets thin, right?
You said thin skin?
He needs to eat more. He needs to put some weight on. Then he could have thicker skin. Y'all laugh.
He said, it's coming. You come to my
place.
I hear him laughing in my house right now.
You come to my place in the winter. I keep it a nice like 57 degrees in my apartment during the winter.
Dude, we call Jacob's home the igloo.
My roommate does that. She just won't turn the heat on in the wintertime. It has been 54 degrees in this house when I wake up. Oh,
wait, yeah. You have a roomie? You have a roomie?
Yeah.
I thought you lived alone.
No, she said this before.
I live alone because she works the night shift at the jail, and she also lives with her boyfriend half the time. But
you live with a police officer?
Basically, she's a corrections officer, not an official police officer. But yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
So y'all like you're there, you're gone during the day, she's there. Then you're home at night, she's gone.
Normally, but
do y'all hang out? Are you friends or are you just like acquaintances?
I met her previous roommate through Facebook. Actually,
Facebook. So you didn't know her. Wait a second, Jacob. You met a woman on Facebook Marketplace and moved in with her?
No, I met the previous roommate who was trying to find a replacement for herself so she could move to Colorado. So I met her first, then I came to look at the house, and then I met my current roommate who I would be living with to evaluate if it'd be a good fit. But she loves Jesus. She's cool. She's got a good head on her shoulders.
Hey.
Yeah, well, she didn't like give you any red flags, right?
No, I had a list of questions and we got through all of them because I know it's a foreign roommate now.
What? Give Jacob and I a question that you would ask.
So for instance, I had talked to one girl and she had like almost borderline PTSD from a previous roommate who just used the washer all day long, all the time. Stuff would be in the washer and it drove her crazy.
That's me. I do that all the time.
Well, it drove this girl crazy. So she's like, I don't know what your laundry habits are, but I would rather us have like set days that we would do laundry. I'm not that way, but I was asking my roommate, I was like, how do you feel about laundry? Like, is this going to be something that bothers you if I'm doing laundry at a certain time of day? Stuff like that.
You got dirty underwear. You just need to do laundry. That's at the end of the day, right?
I mean, yeah, you got to do laundry. But yeah. And one of my biggest questions is, do you have a bunch of people over? Do you have a bunch of parties and stuff?
That's a good question.
If I come home at the end of a long day and my living room's full of people I don't know and I didn't know they were going to be there,
Yeah, but yeah. I feel like I could tell you anything just to get you to pay half of the rent. And then once you're locked in, it's like, Jacob's coming over. We're having a movie torture party.
I mean, she's got to live with me, too. So it's like it's in her best interest to make sure it is truly a good fit because I can leave.
That is true. What do you think is a good wash cycle? Like, how many times should you wash a week? And did you inform your roomie, A, you're on a podcast, and B, you take dumps while four-wheeling? Did you inform the roomie of that?
Those conversations did not come up.
That should have been number one. I'm the first lady of movie torture. And if I go four-wheeling, I could drop a deuce.
She's only been home and awake a couple of times while I've been recording. So she just hears me in here yapping.
So she doesn't even know you're on camera.
She doesn't ask. And I don't tell. I mean,
I would ask so many questions.
Any business like that.
I'd be like, so what are you up to? What are you doing? You want to go grab dinner? Absolutely. Are we hanging?
No. Clear boundaries.
No.
I don't necessarily need my roommate to be my best friend. I actually like having my space.
Are we going? We're going to the McDonald's tonight, right? And you'd be like, I don't know about that. I got to record movie torture.
No.
Can I get on that with you? Can I be the second lady of movie torture? She MTD says she needs to know about this.
I'll send her an episode. Actually, I might have sent her an episode.
Tell her to like and subscribe and leave a review. Tell her to do that.
All right.
Any listeners, make sure you like and subscribe and leave us a review. Now, we were excited last episode. If you heard, I think I've edited most of this out, but we were going to have a new segment, and that segment bombed. Hannah, what were your thoughts when the segment bombed and the people backed out?
Well, to be honest, I was kind of glad that I got my job back.
As a trivia.
I was a little disappointed that I was going to lose it, but I was like, you know what? It's for the sake of expanding the family, so I'll get behind it, right?
Brad.
But when I found out I was getting it back, I was like, okay, yay, actually. But at the same time, also, I don't understand why you would commit to something and then not think it through, I guess, enough to realize that it might be too much for you and then come back and say, actually, it's too much and I can't do it.
Jacob, you were going to say something. What were you going to say?
I'm going to say, if we technically think about this for a moment and really dig deep, Hannah, this is the second time Brad has fired you from something.
Is it?
He's like,
what was the first time?
When you worked for him.
Oh, gosh.
And then he's like, you know what, Hannah? I'm going to take your trivia job away from you.
He said, you know what? I miss those days.
Every few years, I have to remind Anna.
Remind me who has the power, and it's clearly not me.
Actually, listeners, Hannah has all the power. She's the first lady. We just go along.
Jacob, I can't believe you busted that out. That was so unexpected.
I was like, if you really think about this here, you've been demoted twice, but you got your job back, and we're happy about that.
The fact that you even know that story.
Look, she's always on thin ice. That's what MTD said.
Literally.
Yeah, I mean, I
never know if I'm going to have enough to feed the family.
Yeah, I talked to him a few times. I'm like, hey, you got to do better trivia. And she's like, I'm doing good trivia. And I said, we have to have this conversation again about trivia. I'm going to bring in the trivia girls.
That's right, MTD. If I go, he goes.
We all go if Hannah goes.
We're a package deal.
That's true.
We're all a package deal. We can't, Hannah, you're an owner of the show. You are not beneath anybody. We are all.
This whole I've never show been depends beneath on... anybody, to be very you're... clear, but I have been removed.
You are not. There's nobody here that could fire you, Hannah. You could That's fire true. Us.
I'll remember that, and I'll put that in our contracts that I do have the power to fire.
If you're going to fire anybody, fire Gary.
He's already fired.
They're right. Hey, Gary, just want to call you up and let you know.
He's on a temporary leave of absence.
Hannah calls. Hey, I need you to call everyone on the movie torture cast that's no longer here and just terminate them.
I quit.
Let's imagine how that call would go. Hello, Mazel Mazel. And then she's like, hey, Ashley, this is Hannah. You're fired.
Imagine those being the first and last words I ever spoke to her. Crazy.
You're fired.
I've never even spoken to her before.
You're fired.
Hey, I'm producer Gary. What are you saying again, Hannah? I forgot. Oh, you're fired. Oh, I forgot. What did you say?
His wouldn't be hard because he'd forget and move on with his life.
Here's my little buddy Brad.
Roger, you're fired. We're just giving everybody the hatchet.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden, Brad gets the phone call, and he's like, what's up, Hannah? How's it going? She's like, well, it's going good for me, but you're fired.
You're fired. Jacob, me, and Troy are taking movie torture by storm.
I quit.
Now, Jacob's coming with me.
I will come with you, but if,
I can't come back.
Troy is not invited.
Troy would just to speak to Hannah.
He is cordially.
You don't even got a baby.
What?
Just call me, Hannah. Can you call me every week and just fire me?
He would love that.
Yes, you're fired from Hannah on his ringtone.
And I would not. That's his wake up every morning. My voice.
Have we gone 13 minutes and we haven't said one thing about Lucy?
We're already off the rails. We're off the rails.
We haven't even said what movie we're doing.
Yeah.
We did say that in the intro.
We did. Hannah was sleeping at that moment. She was thinking about ways to fire us, Jacob. Give her some.
That's true.
MTV, that's true. What was... No, he said Troy is as tall as Brad. He
is not as short as Brad.
Oh, I do like tall as Brad. Thank you, Hannah.
No, I really thought he was shorter than you, Brad.
He is shorter than me, okay. Hannah. He is. Here's definitely
what I asked Brad. No, here's what I asked Brad. I asked Brad. I said, when you talk to Troy, does your neck bend down, up, or does it stay the same? The same.
Ooh.
And that's how you know. If you do not have to look down or up, you're straight ahead.
Yeah.
I disagree. Troy is shorter than me. End of story. Jacob, you're fired.
Wow.
Why is Jacob fired? Yeah. MTD brought it up.
That's true.
MTD, you're fired.
But he's not fired. You're overridden.
He just logs out. He's like,
before you go, can you give us the budget for the movie?
Yes. Hey, thank you. You went straight to what I. What is the budget for Loser?
Made in the year 2000 of our Lord.
Hannah was 3.
I was.
When that came out. When Loser came out, she was 3. Hannah, you're going to be shocked, but I went to the theaters to see this movie.
I never would have guessed.
I was a Biggs head back then. Like, if Jason Biggs was in anything, I wanted to watch it because he's hilarious in American Pie.
So was this was American Pie made before this?
Yes.
Oh.
99 was American Pie.
Oh, wow.
He was on the Biggs train at this point. Like, he was skyrocketing into orbit as a star.
Yeah.
But I would say most of his stuff is the law of diminishing returns after American Pie. If he's not playing Jim from American Pie, he's not that good. He's a one-trick pony.
Although he was good in Saving Silverman. That was hilarious.
He was good in Saving... $20 million budget. Can you imagine?
That's insane.
You pitch a movie about a guy from probably some small town in Minnesota. Could be. And he goes to the big city to like a girl who's very mid, and she is dating the professor. Like, why? What was the $20 million spent on?
Yeah, I'm truly trying to figure that out.
Because the picture hat. Quality was terrible. The lighting was bad.
Dan Aykroyd. For his 20 seconds.
This is Dan Aykroyd's second or third trip to movie torture.
Well,
it is.
A large, Dan Aykroyd
movies.
I just asked the chat and... said a large amount of it had to go to Jason Biggs because of American Pie, because of that success.
That makes sense.
His salary automatically jumped up for this movie.
What was his salary?
It couldn't
have been more than $4 million, right?
It doesn't say, but it does say that it's likely that 30 to 40% of the $20 million went strictly to salaries.
Okay, Mina Suavari, however you say that name. She was coming off American Beauty and American Pie. She's in American Pie, right? Is she in American Pie? Is she in all of them or just the first one?
She's in 3 of them. Because she's Stryker's girlfriend.
Oh, Chris Klein's girlfriend.
Yeah.
I find her to be one of the most unattractive leading ladies in Hollywood. I do not find her attractive at all. I'm like, I don't really want to watch Amina. She always looks like she's got a fart face going on, man. It's like...
I It's the angsty teenager.
She's got a big forehead and a fart face. That's what she's bringing to the table.
We don't need to be mean. She can't help her forehead size.
Big forehead, Hannah. So I can judge if I know a forehead when I see a forehead. She's part of the forehead family.
Is it all forehead or is it just your hairline receding?
No, it's all forehead. MTV. Okay. So it's a forehead.
Okay.
But she does have a an angsty fart face. And I just don't. I like, is Hannah taking notes over there? She's looking at it. Okay.
She has a really beautiful picture. You can't really see. She looks
Jacob,
nice.
Jacob, come on. Back me up here, bro. There is 100 actresses I would choose over Mina. If I can't pronounce her name, I leave them. I don't even want to go further.
I mean, sure. I'm not saying she's like the ugliest thing in the world here, but yes.
She's not ugly. She's not chopped liver. I'm just saying, put her up against Jennifer Lawrence or Reese Witherspoon. She is like there.
You can have Jennifer Lawrence in everything.
Okay. Angelina Jolie.
This was like a perfect role for her, though, because she's playing that emo kid.
Yeah.
So it's fitting.
Okay, hold on.
Plus, she gets the bangs in the movie.
Okay, I'm looking at American Pie right now. Hold on. We're going to play the American Pie game, which is, we've never played this before. You don't even know what it is. Okay. Of the ladies in American Pie, which is on Netflix right now, Stifler's mom, prettier than her. Just saying. Shannon Elizabeth, Nadia, prettier.
What?
Okay.
How I Met Your Mother, prettier.
Okay, just like you can't help how short you are, she can't help what her face does.
You had no control over her big forehead. She doesn't have control over how she looks.
I feel like she beats Tara Reid. I do feel like she beats Tara Reid. I mean, she is aged. She's aged better. If you look at her IMDb photo, she is aged. She looks like, oh my gosh, she looks like a blonde-headed, long-haired Timothy Oliphant.
I don't know who that is.
I don't either.
Justified. No, you don't see it.
A boy.
Timothy Oliphant? Hold on.
I don't know who that is, so that's the first issue.
I don't think he's been in any movie we've done.
Timothy?
But
Vander Oliphant?
Look.
What? She does not.
No, she doesn't.
No, she does not.
She's Timothy Oliphant. Blonde.
You get your eyeballs checked. No.
But she was perfect for this role. That's the girl they needed to play the emo, like kind of emo gothic girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
NTD says I'm blind. I'm apparently too because I talk loud.
It's the glare off the forehead.
Oh my gosh. So this movie, $20 million. This was a big movie because I remember I used to get the Entertainment Weekly summer preview. And this had like a whole spread in it. I mean, this was... I think, Jason, this was going to launch him into a stratosphere like no other.
Well,
they're definitely playing off American Pie, for sure.
Well, yeah, because it had the director of Clueless. Four years prior, Clueless was a massive hit. So you and Fast Times at Ridgemont High. You bring her in, you add Jason Biggs, you got comedy gold. But I don't know, this movie doesn't know what it wants to be. This movie doesn't know if it's a comedy or a drama.
They did struggle with that.
That's going to be both.
It was like a dramedy, but it was more drama. I want to see him be a loser, like an idiot, but he's not.
Yeah, he's not. He's actually genuinely a good human being.
The title is bad. It's a bad title, right?
It sucks that they're trying to portray a good human being as being a loser.
Well, everybody around him were losers. He wasn't a loser. Everybody else that he was associating with were losers.
They thought he was a loser, but he was not. He was actually a nice guy.
Correct.
He was too nice.
The roommates were terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Roommates were awful. The professor, I hated his guts.
Yep. But the roommates did have a great line. It was my favorite line in the whole film. Knowing when I was like, okay, that was a little funny. When he's talking to Jason Biggs and he's like, hey, I need to tell you something. And this is for your own good. And he's like, okay. And he goes, nobody likes you. He's like, nobody?
I heard that.
He's
like, nobody. We need more conversations like this today in 2025. We need people to step up.
I'm telling you, I'm with it. I'm telling you to help you out here. Nobody likes you.
His family was so kind, too. Like, they threw him a massive party just for getting accepted into college or giving him money. I was like, man, that's so nice.
Hard for me to imagine that. If grandpa's giving you a whole bunch of cash, and he's like, make me a happy grandpa, are you giving that cash back? I'm taking that money.
I'm taking it. I mean,
I'm giving grandpa that blessing by taking his money.
Yeah. I'm putting it all in black. I'm betting it. NCD knows that joke. It's all in red. I put everything on red. It's going to go. We're going to hit. Even the poster is misleading if you look at the poster. Look at this. Like, you got him doing the L on his head. Like, it looks like it would be a straight comedy.
But
no. It does.
Yeah, even the font, it definitely makes it look like it would be comedy the whole way. But I don't know. I liked it. I liked that it was a mix of both.
Okay, Hannah, we're going to discuss at the end of the movie.
I think his first hat was better than the second hat made him look like a loser. When she was like, oh, the fedora looks great on you. I'm like, you were better off with your little Minnesota hat.
Hannah, I don't know if you're going to read this in the trivia, and pardon me if I step on your trivia toes tonight. But I did notice, for one, this is Hannah's second foray into the Jason Biggs movie catalog. The first one did not go so well. It was Boys and Girls.
I hate that movie.
It had the funny fart scene at the end with the supermodels.
That part was funny.
But I did read trivia that made me think of Hannah. Jason Biggs. Oh, Hannah got a text.
I'm sorry. No, ChatGPT keeps talking at me, and I don't know why.
Oh, I thought you. I was like, wow. Your text is me. It's like, hey, you got a text. Jason Biggs.
She's out of control.
Yeah, she's out of control. It's going to her head. Jason Biggs was. You're about to get fired again, Hannah. Oh my god!
Third time's a charm. It's
all. You'll never get fired. He was filming Boys and Girls concurrently with this movie.
Oh.
So he was flying from Canada, filming this movie, to Los Angeles to film Boys and Girls at the same time.
Oh.
I mean, I got a lot to say, so I'm going to save it to the end. But my question to you, Hannah, in Boys and Girls, this is before Jacob came on, he had frosted tips.
He did.
Were the frosted tips real on his hair? And is that why they had to put a wig on him in Loser?
Oh.
Because they're filming at the same time, or were the frosted tips fake? Was that a wig? Wait. And this a wig also?
He wasn't wearing a wig in this movie?
In this movie? He was 100% wearing a wig in this movie. Oh,
really? I was watching on my phone. The screen was small.
Oh, my gosh.
He was wearing hats the speed. Whole time.
When he took it off, it was a wig. Jacob, it was definitely a wig.
It was
the
a
longer,
wig. It
okay, the longer hair or the shorter haircut?
The longer
the
hair.
The one at the end was his real hair.
Okay.
When she's like, oh, you cut your hair. And he's like, yeah, I cut my hair.
That's the hair. Okay. Yeah. So it's the longer hair. Yes, I could see him having to wear a wig because it's longer hair. And he probably didn't have time to actually grow his real hair to that length.
And would it be quicker in like getting him ready since he's flying in to film? Like to just slap a wig on his head, put a hat on him. Make him a douche.
You can't just magically make your hair grow long for a role.
Well, I mean, but he didn't have that long hair. He could have had frosted tips in this movie.
Yeah. I guess they needed the transformation to be more dramatic when he finally took away the hat and chopped the hair. He's like a new person.
I guess.
He's chopping away his old life. He's chopping away the loser persona that he has been assigned.
But he was not a loser.
Right. I'm just saying.
The biggest loser in this movie.
Professor.
It has to be
if
professor.
If you say anybody but the professor, you're wrong.
The way he
talked
was so douchey. Like, I wanted to punch him.
I have heard people that I dated in the past say some of the exact same things that he said.
Wait, what did you hear? What was one of them?
The way... It was something in the scene where they were going to see his parents. And he lied to his parents. He told them that his girlfriend was out of town, but that his teacher assistant was coming with him to Thanksgiving dinner. So it wasn't those exact words, but I used to talk to a guy and he didn't tell me, but he had a girlfriend and he wanted like to set up situations like that. I was like, what?
What?
Yeah.
I feel like if Max called me and he was like, Dad, my girlfriend's not coming, but I'm bringing my attractive young teacher's assistant. I would look at Kristen and go, I think he's dating her. Like, it's just weird. Like, who are you bringing? Why are you bringing your assistant to your Thanksgiving party? And sure. She was all jazz until he said, yeah, but I'm going to tell them that you're my teacher. They know my teacher's assistant's coming. Like, he had no care to just crush her.
No, well, it seemed like she knew that he had a girlfriend, though.
Well,
unless that was her first time hearing it, so.
So she's a bad person, too, because he's got a girlfriend.
She's not making good choices, but she's also like genuinely cares for him, unfortunately. And I think is hoping that eventually he'll just return that.
Did she work at a strip club?
Yes. Not necessarily. Like,
he wasn't a stripper. She was not.
No, she was just a server. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hannah, let's talk about when he goes to rent the movie. Because I feel like this defines her as a horrible human being. He has been nothing but good to her. Mm-hmm. He goes to rent the movie. He gets the pizza she wants. And he's trying to decide. David Spade weirdly shows up. I don't know who he owed to be in this movie. He must have had to pay a debt. He must have been like, well, I gotta pay a drug debt. I don't know. So... When Harry Met Sally, have you seen When Harry Met Sally?
Mm-mm.
Terms of Endearment. It's a good movie from 1982. She gets cancer in like 30-something, and her mom takes care of her. So depressing. I can't even believe you would take that back to your chick. And then Simon Birch, which I saw in the theaters. Simon Birch. We should do Simon Birch on this podcast.
Oh boy.
It's about a little kid. It's like a little Troy. He's like really small and it's narrated by Jim Carrey. So
okay, I'm down.
It's a good movie. I don't understand why you would take Simon Birch back either. Like, I don't feel like,
because he had a very specific agenda.
Yeah, the first
one. Well, it wasn't to make out with her, because she ain't gonna get hot and bothered watching Simon Birch. What?
No. You missed the point. You are so out of the game, my friend. Let me clue you in. You dig the sad movie. It gets the girl all sad, and you're the big hero because you're there to comfort her, make her feel better, and show that you're emotional too and have feelings, and that's how you do it. Come on, Brent.
Well, I mean, the man at the video store explained it all very clearly, why some of them were a bad choice and why one of them was a good choice.
It's true.
I just don't know if a young boy with stunted growth is convinced that God has a greater purpose for him. That's going to get a woman to be like, oh, let's make out.
It's emotional. Well,
I was going to say,
emotional.
It's like emotional connection.
Yeah. But is also, he was saying there wasn't going to be anything in that movie that would get in the way of Jason Biggs having his moment.
Simon Birch is still alive, by the way.
What?
I thought he would be gone. He's one of those guys you think is dead, but they're not.
Who?
The guy who played Simon Birch.
Oh.
Yeah, you got to watch Simon Birch. It's a different movie.
Never even heard of it. I didn't know any of the movies that they said. I'd never heard of them. They could have been fake movies for all I knew.
Here's Simon Birch.
Oh. Oh, he's young.
Well, no, he's a little person.
Oh, he's a little person. Okay. I can't see very well through the camera. That's so sad. No. I don't think I want to watch that.
Thank you, Nana. I don't think that's if me and Kristen got together and watched it, I don't think I'm getting any action from my wife after watching Simon Birch.
You know what would be a great movie for that?
What? Tiptoes?
Tiptoes.
I knew you were going to ask.
I'm scared to ask. What is Tiptoes?
You've never seen Tiptoes?
It's with McConaughey. I've never even heard of that.
You need to watch Tiptoes.
It's with
Matthew. You listen to the episode, Hannah. You listen to the episode.
That doesn't mean I've seen the movie.
Oh, but you listen to us talk about it, right?
Probably, because sure. Anyways. I listened to all the episodes, but it doesn't ring a bell. Like
Matthew McConaughey has his whole entire family are little people, and then his brother, who's actually a tall person, plays a little person, and they CGI his legs to make it look like he's a little person. It's a terrible movie.
That's ringing a bell. I remember now. That's such a choosing the name Tiptoes for a family of little people.
I don't understand when people create names, because choosing the name Loser for this is stupid. What would be a better name for this movie?
But that, like, I don't know. What else would you call it?
That is a good
question.
Whether
we consider him a loser, everyone else did consider him a loser, to the point that even he thought he was kind of a loser.
Because I think that was the whole point of the movie, right? To be like everybody thinks he's a loser, but he's really not. He's the good guy, and everybody else around him is the loser. I think that was kind of the whole moral of the story.
I don't feel like the name is misleading, personally.
What was his name in the movie? I'm trying to remember. I can't even remember his name. Hold on.
Paul.
Was it Paul?
Yeah.
There was already a movie named Paul.
I love that movie. That's
Paul with the alien?
Paul Tannick. Yeah, they should have just called this movie Paul Tannick or Paul Goes to College. That would have been different. Paul Goes to College.
Here's the other thing. Can we touch on the subject? So Paul, Jason Biggs, takes the bad drugs that those guys are using. Why would he not just turn them in and report them and get kicked out of school instead of just throwing them away?
I thought he was going to get them set up and then go.
That's what I thought too.
I was like, that would be much smarter move.
Because he's thinking they're going to murder me. Like, they don't like him.
Although that scene was funny, I'm not going to lie. When they go to the bar and they think they're using the stuff and they're not. And then the bodyguard comes up to him. He goes, put it away or I'm taking it off.
I just don't know why those guys are so mean, because they look like dorks. They look like mouth breathing losers.
Trust fund,
not the
trust
mouth
fund babies.
Breathers. Yeah,
they're trust fund babies. They're living off mommy and daddy's money, just partying it up.
Mm-hmm. They said mom and dad paid good money for us to enjoy our college experience.
That's disgusting.
In other words, don't take our drugs.
Jim Halpert in this movie. Is it Jim? No, that's Jim Halpert is The Office. Jim. Whatever is Jim from American Pie. He need to be more Jim in this movie. And maybe he's trying to ditch that persona at this point. I don't know. What Greg Kinnear, do you think Greg Kinnear did a good job? He plays a good smarmy tool bag in a lot of movies.
Oh, wow. I didn't even recognize him as an adult. I personally think that the roommates played their roles well.
They definitely did. What? I don't know. I just feel like I did. I'm going to let you have trivia because I read another trivia. I'm going to let you have trivia.
You can speak it. I can pivot.
No.
I've had to.
They wanted this to be an R-rated movie.
Mm-hmm.
And. They wanted this. Yeah. The director wanted an R-rated movie because she was like, "We've got American Pie here. Let's do this." And I feel like they kind of watered it down to nothing. I mean, that's what I think. But after this movie,
I'm glad it wasn't, though. Personally,
I'm with you on that,
Jacob. After this movie, he shot Saving Silverman. This was
way better.
Which was 100% better. Then he did American Pie 2. He had to get back that American Pie money. And then he did American Wedding. Then he did Jersey Girl, which was pretty good. We've done that on the pod. Oh my gosh. This is Jason Biggs' fourth time on our show? Wow. He's done some pretty bad movies. And he did American Reunion in 2012. So yeah, he's done a lot of bad movies.
He reminds me a lot of, what's his name? Adam Sandler. I feel like they're very similar. Like, they're the same person every time. Some, like, they have good movies, but some of them, like, the bad ones are bad.
He is a very one-trick pony. Like, with Jason Biggs, you're getting that his he doesn't do anything outside of what he does.
Who is the one-trick pony we were talking about last time?
Who was it?
A lot of comedian actors, I feel like, are one-trick ponies.
That's true. That's true.
We were talking about we're like, that's all he can do, and that's all he does.
I remember we were saying good things.
We talk so much about movies, Hannah, like Jacob and I, we will talk about a movie, and then we'll end up like going, well, we need to do this movie. I mean, I was like 10:30 in my bed last night, and I'm texting, like, we should do this movie.
I was fast asleep because I woke up at 5:30 this morning to a text for movies. I was like, oh, that does look like a good movie.
It did look like a trial and error.
Yeah.
Trial and error.
From 1997.
Oh, boy. Hey, we should do that in December because that's my birthday month.
What, trial and error?
Yeah.
We'll have to replace one we have on the schedule. How shocked were you that we have a schedule?
I wasn't that shocked. I feel like you planned stuff out like that.
No,
really?
The real shock will be
how well
do we stick to the schedule.
Yeah, the real shock is how well do we stick to that? Because there's always a random movie where like, oh my gosh, we need to do this movie. Let's do it. We got to do it.
I wasn't shocked that you had thought ahead.
Yeah, I was just sitting there going, okay, we need to have these movies and we need to make them. I don't understand. Yeah, we'll get to that in the next episode because I want to find out the problem we had here today. But
who's got a problem?
Right.
I don't see a problem.
Hey, we need to talk. We need to talk. Next week, it's just Jacob on the air. Welcome to Movie Torture with your host, Jacob. Jacob, how have you been this week? I've been pretty good. What movie are we doing?
No. It's just me. But I'm like, and my buddy Brad and the First Lady Movie Torture. What's up, Brad? What's up, everybody? I'm glad to be on the podcast. What's up, First Lady? Hi, everybody. I'm so glad to be here.
No. I don't know who that sounds like, but it's not me.
That'd be the whole episode of Movie Torture.
And then MTD, you're making MTD's going, hey, I can do it.
He's sending himself chats to read on air.
It's my little buddy Brad. Hey, Jacob. How you doing today, Jacob?
What we need to do is start a Patreon, and then you can do episodes like this, only available on Patreon.
Hey.
People pay $5 to hear Jacob just do Jacob and do imitations of us for a movie. That might be funny, honestly.
I think it'd be funny.
I've been riding four-wheelers and taking dumps.
I don't know why y'all have raised my voice three octaves. I don't sound like that.
That's how you do impressions.
That's how you do bad impressions.
You don't even do Kristen that way.
Oh, Kristen's right here. She's like, come here, Brad. I'm mad at you, Brad. I'm going to be mad at you when you get upstairs, Brad. I'm telling you.
Where's she from? Boston now?
Hey, I'm gonna, everybody be quiet. I'm going to do MTD's impersonation. You ready?
Okay.
I knew you were going to do that. I knew it.
Jacob, I want you to say your joke about this movie because I used this joke at lunch today with MTD, but go ahead and say it.
Oh, the fact that I feel like a loser for watching this?
That was mine because I looked at them and I'm like, who's the real loser? Him in the movie or me watching the movie?
Well, you win because you went to the theater. Right. You paid for it.
I did. I paid for that, man. I was like, one for loser. This is going to be the next American Pie, I promise. And then I left there going, did I watch a Lifetime drama? about a college kid who likes a girl who likes a professor?
I liked it because he was able to get her away from him. He was so mean.
I wish that professor was hit by a bus. That's what I wanted to happen. I was hoping he was going to walk into traffic and got hit by a bus.
Yep.
Wow. But he only went to Jason Biggs because he was like, where are we going? What did he say? She was supposed to be going to this dinner with him, but she was dressed weirdly.
To make her into a different person to please his parents. So he was going to buy her an outfit and make her cut her hair, which is crazy work.
That was so sad.
What?
At the concert when he buys her a t-shirt and he has it all nicely laid over the chair waiting for her. You felt bad for the guy. He was a loser.
Jason deserved her. Well, he, yeah. I mean.
He deserved better.
He deserved better than her, yes. But.
There was this time I wanted to go see a movie. It was Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. And this girl, I'd asked this girl to go see it with me. And she was like, yeah, I'll go see it with you. And she said, just meet me across the road at the restaurant at 6. So I'm there and I'm ready and I have everything ready. I might even bought a flower. I don't know.
A single flower.
And I sit there and it's 6. I messaged her. I think it's before texting. I might have called. I'll be there in a minute or something like that. So it's 6:40 and I'm like, okay, this movie's not. I don't think this is happening. And then she's finally like, yeah, I'm not gonna come. I feel like that was the Jason Biggs moment where he has all this stuff and then nothing happens. He just did all this for nothing.
Yeah.
And I would have went to Everclear concert with him. I was telling Jacob, I love Everclear. They're one of my favorite bands of all time. So I would have been there and enjoyed it. I felt bad.
She wanted to be there. She wasn't trying to not go to the concert.
That part was not her fault. Right.
That was not her fault. They roofied her.
Yeah, true. They did roof her. And then he tries to save her.
Where she does do a dirty roofing is Brad never finished when he brought her the pizza and the pop. And all that, and the professor's there, and she's like, oh, peace out. Thank you. I'm leaving you. As he's standing with the pizza and the pop and the flowers, and he's like, well, you enjoy that. I'm leaving.
That would have been it for me. There's no coming back from that. Pop.
I wasn't going to say anything. Yes.
And it's called but pop.
Translation there's soda.
There's no coming back from that, right? If she walks out with another dude when I'm holding a pizza and a drink and a movie, and she doesn't even thank me for it, she just walks out, I'm like, that's it. Because you know the next scene they didn't show was him sitting in front of the TV crying, eating a piece of pizza, sweating, and watching Simon Birch, which is pathetic.
I mean, if that happened to me, I'd have a great time. You know what? I will eat this whole pizza and watch this whole movie in peace by myself. Go have your little mans.
He probably spent $30 on that pizza.
Bro, what they don't cover is why did he lie to her anyways and say that the professor bought her flowers? I never understood that scene or what made sense that made.
Yeah, he should have told her.
He wanted her to be happy and feel like the professor cared for her. And
okay. Why? If I liked Kristen and another guy liked Kristen,
that he was willing to not have her himself, and he was genuinely trying to help her be happy with the evil professor dude. That's why he's going to lose.
I don't trust a man who's genuinely trying to make a girl happy when he's trying to date her.
What?
No man is going to help another man date a girl that man wants to date.
You're right.
I just don't see it happening. I'm not doing that. I don't trust the guys. I just want her to be happy. So I'll just sit back. I'll get my time eventually.
It's fiction. It's why it's a movie. It's fiction.
Yeah. Is it fiction? Because at the end, they told us what happened to each one of those people, which was weird to me.
They did.
Wait, what?
He served 3 to 5 years for... You didn't see that, Anna?
I must have missed that.
You must hit stop when the credits came on.
I guess.
Yeah, they say what happened to all the guys and all the professor and everybody.
Like the big, dude is in prison.
He went to jail. Oh yes.
Yeah, for messing around with a 17-year-old.
Oh, so yeah. Did the roommate's plan work to get him? Was it because of the roommates?
It was after that.
And then the dumb friend invented or tested out something. Now he can't even. He doesn't even know his name.
Who?
The dumb friend, the dumb roommate. No, he doesn't know his name. The bigger roommate's in prison. And what was the other one that said nobody likes you? What was he doing, Jacob?
What was he doing? He tried to do some experimental drug stuff.
And not that one. The other one.
I don't know what the other one did.
Who cares?
You know what movie does this movie better?
What?
I think it's called Best Friend, the Ryan Reynolds movie.
Just Friends.
Just Friends does this movie 1,000 times better.
Have I seen that? Actually,
if you haven't, you need to. It is amazing.
Just Friends 2005. Oh, I think
it's so good.
I have seen this. Yep, I don't remember it very well, but I have seen it.
That movie does this movie 1,000 times better.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree.
I mean, it's him, so it's Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, you can't. Not many people who will do it better than him.
Jacob, do you have any good reviews for this movie? Oh, Hannah, before we do reviews, mm-hmm. what do you got for trivia today? All right. Hannah's trivia minute.
Oh, I get a whole minute. Apparently this film was supposed to draw inspiration from a movie that is a classic, but I don't know this movie, but maybe you guys do, called The Apartment from 1960. Do you know that movie?
No, never watched it.
Okay. Particularly in its themes of moral ambiguity, romantic complications, and building up from personal missteps, which that tells me that it was not intended to be a full comedy, but I think they should have changed the movie cover. A little bit.
Yeah, it should have made it look a little more serious.
Did we already say that this was a flop?
No, but it was, right?
Well, it was a flop money-wise because the budget was $20 million and worldwide it only grossed $18.4
million. MTD, she just took your job. She's stepping on your job's toes right now.
No.
She's like, I can do this. MTD loves me.
This movie was also featured in Worst of the Year.
I can see that.
Is, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad. A lot of these you did already say, so I'm kind of skimming through them, but.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Jacob, any good reviews?
I have bad reviews. Oh, bad
reviews. I always get ours confused. Any bad reviews?
I can only find one really worth mentioning because the rest are kind of blah, but this one's pretty hilarious. It says, more clueless than clueless.
I like that. That's funny.
That's clever. That's good. That's good.
That's clever. I like that. That is clever. I have a 5-star review from Mar in May 18th, 2024. So we don't have one this year. But that's still impressive. That's impressive. 24 years later. Really enjoyed this movie when I first saw it. It has the refreshing feel to your basic romantic comedies. On April 22nd, 2024, OFROFL Copter wrote, classic feel-good movie. Something to watch with your lady that's heartfelt and not tragic. Just funny and heartwarming. I don't think there'll ever be a time that I want to watch this movie with my lady. And is it heartwarming watching a douche like use his power to get what he needs?
It's about love too, because she finally wakes up.
Yeah. Should have woke up when he came in with a pizza and a movie and flowers. You're right,
but we're not all perfect.
Yeah, you're right. You're not, but I am.
Can I read a review?
Wow. Yes, Hannah, you read a review.
This is from my good friend, Chat, last name GP. It feels like a movie caught between two worlds. On one hand, Amy Heckerling, is that how you say your name?
Yes.
Clearly wanted to tell a sharp, slightly darker, more mature story about being the odd one out in college and the unfair power dynamics between students and authority. On the other hand, the studio wanted another American Pie, a goofy PG-13 teen comedy full of cute romance and pop punk. But the result is a film that's sweet but uneven and not quite satisfying in either direction.
That's a good review. Well, I mean, it wasn't satisfying at all. Hannah, movie torture or movie gold? You're about to break my heart right now, man. I know it. It's happening.
You make fun of me so I think, in my own personal opinion, it's a movie gold, and I would watch it again.
Oh my gosh.
I think this is the best movie gold ever. It's this movie right here.
I didn't even watch this one on 2x speed because I was satisfied with it.
I'd watch it on like 3 and it was like, gosh, can this movie? Hannah watched it on 0.5 speed. It was like, oh, goodness, I
want to. Listen, my favorite.
She's trying to get fired.
I'm allowed to have my opinions. Okay, you can't fire me for that.
You are.
The opinions of this podcast do not represent the network.
No, my favorite line in the movie was when she finally like gives him a little kiss, like a peck. And he's like, what was that? And she said, it was a kiss. And he's like, you call that a kiss? And then they actually go in. I was like, that was the best line in the whole movie. It was so smooth.
Yeah, it was smooth. It was smooth like X-Lax.
Clearly, I have low expectations.
Damn. Hannah, you watch way too many bad movies. Jacob, movie torture, movie gold.
Whose fault is that?
Without a doubt, without a question, again, I feel like a loser for watching this. It is absolute torture.
But why?
I will never watch this again. It was so, the story didn't make sense. The story was dumb.
It made sense.
Everything was dumb. No.
How did it not so make dumb. Sense? What were you confused about?
Everything.
Everything.
Who is this movie made for?
Like, apparently 27-year-old single ladies who have nothing better to do with their time. Neither one of you guys are remotely close to that description. So
no. This is hands down movie torture. This is top 7 worst I've ever watched on this show.
That's a little dramatic.
I would watch Boys and Girls.
Absolutely not.
Before I watch this one.
I'm going to use your terminology so you hear me clearly and understand. It is hot, steamy pile of garbage. Boys and Girls is torture. I would think I would rather actually be waterboarded. With
oh my! Boys and Girls, Boys and Girls Jr. It has Jason Biggs with frosted tips and farting supermodels. It has Claire Forlani.
It's also the same thing over and over and over again.
Well, this was too. I like you. I like the teacher. I like you. Oh
no,
like
that was consistent. She was consistent in her love, which is a good quality, even though it was misguided to a bad person.
The soundtrack, 100 times better than the movie. There's a great soundtrack.
The soundtrack was amazing, yes.
Sometimes I feel like I am drunk behind the wheel. Remember that song? The Wheel of Possibility. They had so many good songs in this movie.
Good movie.
No, it's a garbage movie. Nothing
There's
good.
There's no way
this
that
movie.
This was worse than Boys and Girls. That
100%
fight.
No.
I would watch Boys and Girls. Hannah, we should do a live Boys and we should do a Boys and Girls table read.
Okay, hold on a second. This is like the sixth movie we've dedicated to that. We're going to do live reads through. We haven't done one.
These are going on the Patreon. All live reads are going on the Patreon.
Is MT's too cheap to pay for the Patreon?
He gets VIP access. He has a discount code.
Oh my gosh. He gets free. Him. Jacob's right. We have said we're doing a lot of table reads that never happen.
I would hate that. I would have to be saying the same lines over and over again.
Oh my gosh. We need to get our hands on the script of Boys and Girls. I like that we're fighting about a movie that we recorded 2 years ago.
Well, that's how scarring it was. It was 2 years ago, and I still remember well how much I hated it.
I thought for sure this movie would put the nail in the Biggs coffin for you. No. Instead, it reignited the Biggs love.
I never had a Biggs love, to be fair. I just hate him a little bit less now.
Oh my gosh, I hate a little bit more after watching this movie.
He's a good guy. I was like, why can't I have a guy like that?
Kristen does have a guy like that here, I will say.
Well, I love that for her, but...
I don't know. Before we hit record, she seemed kind of frustrated with me, so I gotta go answer to that after.
Brit, I don't want Brit. Frustrating me, Brit.
Because of the voice you give her.
Anyway, what movie are we doing next week? Next week, we're doing Explorers from 1985. Hannah, not even an embryo at that moment.
My parents weren't even married.
She's 12 years before she got married, or got born. Before she was birthed, before she got born. What in the world? Anyway, we're doing Explorers starring... Y'all should wear the same clothes next week. You know, I think we will. That's a good idea, MTD. River Phoenix and... Who is that? Is that MTD? He's got a photo now. Okay. What's it say? No, that's Hannah. Oh, that's Hannah. That was MTD. I was like, he's got a photo.
What? It's Hannah. What are you talking about?
It looks like MTD from here. Hannah, you are rocking the hat.
Thank you.
He loves it. Yeah. He's going to say, what's your style? What are you wearing today? Are you wearing Versace?
I'm wearing Adidas.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, Explorers, River Phoenix, Ethan Hawke, 1985. Yeah, that's what we're getting into. So, for the First Lady, for Jacob, my name is Brad. We will see you next time on Movie Torture. And for MTD, let's not forget MTD.